for everybody for coming. Thank you for people at home. And thank you for our photography. Thank you so much. Also, we want to take the chance to wish Yvette happy birthday. And those of you watching know Yvette very well. Been with us in a trip. You've been in my life for a long time. We're affecting each other's life in a very positive way, and I'm very happy to have you in our life. So thank you, and happy birthday. So Rav Ashlag doing something very special here, and it's a unique thing what he did. He did explanation to the Ari, what we did so far, and he called the explanation to the Ari Or Plimi, inner light. And then, after he finished the chapter, he opened another paragraph. It's a very unique book, what he did. He opened up another paragraph. He called it Istaklut Plimit. Istaklut means looking into. Plimit means internal. And what he does here, he repeats everything that we studied so far from a different angle. So it's one of my favorite sections. Why? Because Rav Ashlag does such a great job of basically taking the student into an area that maybe you missed and you couldn't understand him, and through that you understand it. So please listen very carefully in the next few weeks as we go into that, okay? And even it will be obviously and very easy for you to understand, it's still an achievement. Reshit kol tzarichim ladat, first we need to know, shebemakom shesh lanu esek im inyanim ruchaniim, in a place where we have things with spiritual things, amufshatim mizman, makom v'tnuah, that has no attachment to time, space or motion, and a place that has to do with Elokiut, mean God, type of consciousness. We don't have words or concept that we can use to understand that, because we are talking about spiritual thing. Because all the vocabulary that we use in our life has to come from mostly the five senses. That's all what we know. We don't know words that is not attached to us into this physical world. How can we use the same words for study that has nothing to do with physical places? Say Rav Ashlag. For example, we're using in Kabbalah knowledge, we're using in Kabbalah wisdom words like lights. So when we use the word like lights, you know, it's a physical word. Like we talk about the light here of the camera or the light of the sun. It's a physical words, kegon orot. Hari gam ken medumar mushal min or ha-shemesh, or mugash, shenachat ruach, vekod domeh. Im ken ech yitachan litbatei mehem v'inyan elokiut. How can we talk about God when we said the word light? Because the word light is physical. Even the word of, I saw the light, which is has to do with your feeling, what you felt. Or people say, I felt love. It's a feeling. It's something that has to do with the physical universe of humanity. But it's nothing to do with the spiritual universe of what we call God or the Creator. Asher vaday lo yatziu lamayen shum davar emet. So if you go with that journey of physical words, it will not offer you anything to do with the truth essence of spirituality. Ve'en tzarich lomar b'mokom shetzarichim lagalot al ide hamilot ahen, b'chtav ha'sefer b'inyanei masa ומתן וחוכמה, asher mechshalim afilu mila achat bilti butzachat matrata, techef yitbalbel la ba'ayin ve'lo yimtza yadav ha'regla v'kol ha'inyan kulo. And I don't need even to add that if you're reading a deep book and you're missing one word, the whole thing will fall apart. Because think about it, that you study a book for surgery. And that book for surgery, you miss one word you couldn't understand, the whole surgery can go bad. So how can we teach Kabbalah by using physical words? Again, erasing, what's beautiful about Rav Ashlag, erasing a lot of doubts, a lot of questions, and then he opened the question with answer, and removal of the doubts with certainty. And that's why how healthy it is for every Kabbalist to have doubts. Kabbalists that doesn't have doubts don't grow. And I know that a lot of us have been taught that doubts is a negative and bad thing. Doubt is the most healthy thing person should have. I mean, a teacher who is afraid of the student to have doubts is basically an insecure teacher. Person should have doubts. You know, people, I give you a story, people have doubts about God. You know, years ago when I was more fanatic, I thought people who have doubts about God are a sinner, are bad. It's not true. Not true. There is one of the most famous stories about a husband and wife from New York. Before Walmart became Walmart, it was other chain store that used to be in the United States. And their dream was that they want to have kids. And they were Jewish, but they were not believer. You know, they were just, okay, let's join some synagogue, and it's okay. And they lost anything to do with God because the woman tried to give birth to children, and she had 8 miscarriages. She couldn't have kids. And the last time she tried, she trusted, she meditated, she prayed, she did everything, and then the doctor said, I think you're losing this baby too. And she decided, without telling her husband, it's a true story, that she will, it's better find another woman, because he will never leave her. He loved her so much. So she decided she will kill herself, basically. And that way he have a second chance. You know, that's what she decided to do, because he will never leave her. It's a true story. And as she is going to buy whatever she needs for pills and everything like that, on the way back, she passed by a very lousy synagogue that nobody even go there. And he says, you know, well, whatever, you know, that's the last chance, you know, why not? So she wasn't in a synagogue for 20 years. It's not that she didn't believe God in God. She writes that she not only she didn't believe in God, she believed absolutely there is no God. You know, she reached to that certainty. So she walked in and was one person there, doesn't even know what she want, you know, like, and she went with the ark, like where the Torah is, and she said, God, I want to believe, you know, I don't believe in you, but give something, a sign, and I'm changed, but something, give me a dust. And she left. On the way out, she left this crazy guy who collect money for this, and he said, you know, just light candle, you know, the candle that we light before, for Shabbat. She doesn't even know what it is. She doesn't even know what it was to light the candle. So she go back the next day. She didn't kill herself. Going back the next day, she say, somebody can teach me, please, what is going on with the candle? And I say, yes, well, you light the candle before Shabbat. You pray that your life will be good, that your week will be okay. Very simple. That's all you got to do. But if you want to do it right, you know, make sure that there is already Friday night dinner. If you want to do it right, make sure it will be kosher. If you want to do it right, you don't know. So she's the one who tells the story. It's very beautiful. I don't know where to find it to give it to you. So, and then what happened? She transformed her life. She becomes spiritual, stopped meditating, stopped praying. And then one day she tells her husband, I think we have to focus less on money and business, and we need to focus on life. So I want you to close the store and come home now. So, okay, honey, if that's what you want, the husband, whatever she wants. She changed her entire life, and she have now 2 kids and a daughter. And it's a beautiful story, and why the reason why I'm saying that, because we need to understand that our action can change everything. And to have a doubt, she had absolutely 100% doubt about God, and that would give birth to her to have absolutely certainty about God. So don't ever be ashamed of doubts, whatever you have it about me, about God, about spirituality, about anything. It's very healthy. How would you be believing something if you don't have first doubts? Now, the first doubt, it's good, necessary to break through, you know? So somebody come and say, I don't believe in this, I'm very happy. Tell me what else you don't believe. Let's work on that. And then go to the next level. It's very, very important, again, to have doubts. Very important. All right. And that's why Rav Ashlag does it. So the Kabbalists chose special language that we call the language Sfat Anafim, the language called the language of the branches. The language of the branches, להיות שאין לה שום מהות או הנהגה של איזו מהות בעולם הזה, שלא תהיה נמשך משורשה שבעולם העליון, ועד הרבה התחלת כל ישות שבעולם הזה, הנה מתחיל מעולם העליון. You need to understand that the roots of everything in the upper world and the fruit of everything, Rav Ashlag, is in this world. So you only experience the result in this world. You can never experience the roots of things. Only a result of things. So you need first to put in your mind as a beginning, and that's why I think this study is so important. It gives you the basic, but it's so important. You got to get into a place that you understand you're dealing with the result. So when you're too reactive, you're too much reacting toward the result, you make the result the most important thing, not the roots the most important thing. You have to connect to the roots is the most important thing. הנה היא מתחילה מהעולם העליון, וכך היא משתת של העולם הזה. אנחנו אומרים, החכמים שפה מוכנה בלי תורך. יכולים למסור על ידי איש לרוע את השגתם. That's why the wise people, the sages, the Kabbalists, found a language that you can talk to you in this world, and you will understand the roots of everything in the upper world. בעל פה ובכתב מדור דור. קראו להם את שמות הענפים שבעולם הזה. They took the name of the branches in this world, in the physical world, אשר כל שם מבאר את עצמו, כמורה באצבע לשושו העליון. And through that roots, through that branch, you would understand what's the roots in the upper world. You understand? So we're talking about a language that we study here. השם אומרת לו, וזה תלוח דתך, and now you can relax. ואני רוצה לראות בספרי הקבלה ביטויים בפנים. And you're going to find in Kabbalah books many times weird words that you don't know why they're there in that book. Because those words are only branches for the roots that exist in the upper. והוא כאחר שכבר בחו להם ספר הזו להתבדע על ידיה, נהלו שפת הענפים, כאמור. אם כן, איך אפשר להם להשמיט על דקם איזה ענף להשתמש בו בתחמת נחיתות הדרגה שלו, שלא לבטא על ידיו את המושכל הרצוי. So that's why they have to use every word for every branch that related to the roots in the upper world. בעת שלא נמצא בעולמנו איזה ענף אחר שיקחו אותו בתמורתו, כמו ששתי שרות אינם יונקות בנגב אחד, כי אין לנו בית ענפים שתחזור לשורש אחד. You need to remember that every branch has a root that connect to it. It's almost like every hair on your head is only come with one root. Okay, so it's very, very important to remember. Okay, so everything has a root, every branch has a root. That's why it's so important to know and to memorize words that we use in Kabbalah. ואף גם זאת לא ייתכן להביא את הדבר החוכמה מחויב לביטוי נחות הדרגה ההוא ולא עוד, כי הוודאי תגרום פגם בלבול בכל מרחבי החוכמה. He says, so it's very important for the student to study what the roots and what the branch, because if you get confused, God forbid, what might happen, you can get confused with the old thing, and then you can create a big mess. להיות שאין לנו עוד חוכמה בכל החוכמות העולם שיהיו עניינים כל כך משולבים זה בזה. There is not such a wisdom as Kabbalah that everything is interact with everything. So one mistake can destroy the whole thing. בדרך סיבה ומסיבה וקוראים נמשך, כמו חוכמת הקבלה. שאלים מלוכדים, קושרים זה מזה בראשה הצופה, ממש כמו שרשרת אחר התוקה, because it's like a huge chain that everything is interconnected to everything. ולפיכך, אין כאן חירות, הרצון להחליף ולהמיר בין הכילויים על אלו רע בטוב, אלא מוכרים להביא תמיד בדיוק אותו ענף או מורה באצבע, שאולו בגלל להרחיב בו הדיבור, עד להמציא הגדרה מדויקת לעיני המסכנים המעניים. And that's why we always repeat things in Kabbalah. We always repeat things when we study Talmud Asar Sfirot, because we repeat to make sure that the student truly understand that this branch connected to these roots, and that's what it means. Those of you studying with me for a while know how much I'm repeating myself to the same thing, because I want to see that the eyes of the people really grasping it. אמנם כן, אותם שעוד לא נפקחו להם, some people, that their eyes are not been opened yet, אדם אין לו אותם פגיעות של אחזי ענפי עולם אלא שורשיהם, some people cannot see the relationship between roots and branches yet, הם נמצאים כאן כעברים מגשים בקיר. They are like blind people walking and find walls to lean on. כי לא יבינו אף מילה אחת כמשמעו האמיתי. And when they listen to the words, they just say, oh my God, I saw the light. Oh my God, this is God. So they relate to the words as it is. And that's a big mistake. Not only it's a big mistake, it's creating a mistake for later. Those of you who study with me know how tough I am, and sometimes person come up with their own idea, say, no, let's see what Rav Ashlag said. And a lot of students get insulted from me. I say, don't take it personally. We're going to go back until you say it the way he said it. Because I cannot come up with my idea what he meant. That's what he said. That's what I'm going to follow. So I'm going to follow that specific study. And that's why, you know, I remember when the Rav told me, you need to teach TLE. That's your thing. That 10 luminous emanation or Talmud Esar HaSfirot, that's your thing to teach it. And you must teach it to many, many people. And I was nervous, I was afraid, because I knew the responsibility is huge, because you cannot go back. You have to sit, student has to leave understanding the roots and the branches. Okay? שהרי כל מילה ישם על איזה ענף יחזור, זו לא תקבלו הפירוש מפיך חמובק. If the wise man or the sage or the teacher telling you this what it means, that's why you need a teacher for that. You cannot just go ahead and read. You need a teacher for that that will teach you. Tomorrow I have a first lesson with a group from New York. So they're doing it with me on the phone. And they're all Jewish Orthodox. So for them it's kind of new to study those kind of things. So it's a very serious. I told them you can only start from the beginning. And you have to listen to everything that I said to you. It's very serious. So I'm excited. But again, whenever I tell them something, they will value it in a different way. I'm going to tell you how to explain the language in the language. Now the teacher is to find a modern language to explain what the roots and the branches mean. So I sometimes I will give example. I will give you example now with the lady, with the pregnancy. Everything is example that will help you to understand about that. So when you study with me, it's not just teaching you information. I'm leaving something in your mind, in your subconscious, that when you go, it's for the rest of your life will be there. דיינו שפת הענפים לשפת המדוברת, כי אז הוא יכול להסביר את המושג הרוחני איכשהו. So a teacher has to find different tricks, different ways for the student to understand. וזהו שטרחתי, and that's why I work very hard. סרב אשלג. בביאורי זה להסביר את עשר הספירות. That's why I work very hard to explain the 10 ספירות, like Rabbi Isaac Luria explained. על פי טהרתן הרוחנית, to make it in the most purified way, that will not have a physical words attached to it. And באופן שיוכל כל המתחיל לגשת אל החוכמה, בלי להיקשר בשום הקשמה וטעות אשר עם הבנת עשר ספירות, אלו פתח הפתח גם מסתכל לדעת איך להבין ביתר עניינים בחומה הזאת. And once you understand the 10 ספירות, the way Rav Ashlag teach it, the way the Ari teach it, the way the Zohar teach it, then you can understand everything. So it's a foundation. What this book is doing for you is a foundation to understand everything else. And we continue. Now he's going into it, okay? Questions so far before we jump into a deeper ocean? Okay? Let's dig in. Da, you need to know. כי טרם שנעצרו הנצלים, before they emanated, were emanate, ונבראו הנבראים, before the creation was created, היה אור עליון פשוט ממלא. We studied. It was upper, simple light, fulfill all the existent. Remember, he used before, after, it's already physical word, something is wrong here. He used light, physical word, something wrong. Then he say, fulfill an existent, another. Space, time, motion, there's a lot of thing. There is absolutely branches language right there. There's a meaning to it in the roots. Now let's dig in, find the roots. Say Rav Ashlag, הדברים האלו צריכים ביור. We need to make sure those things are clear to everyone. The בטרם שנצלו העולמות, before the emanated were emanate, איך היה שם בחינת מקום של מציאות? How even we can talk about an existent? It was before. It was before of before of before of everything. Before time, before space, before motion. Before everything, how can you talk to me about an existence if it was nothing there? Again, look how Rav Ashlag, he raised doubts. Everything is doubts. Everything. The secret of life is doubts. I cannot believe I'm actually saying it, but I'm telling you. The secret of life is doubt. You don't have doubts, you don't have certainty. So people who are afraid to have doubts is because they're insecure. Okay? Insecure. It's very important. Let's say if somebody tell me, I don't trust you. Years ago, I used to get insulted. Now I say, okay, tell me who you trust. And then they get shocked. And then they realize, nobody. So, okay, that's okay. Now, do you trust yourself? No. So, okay, let's start there. So when somebody said to you, I don't trust you, they actually don't trust anybody. It's a disease. It's not bad people. It's not that they don't like you. So instead of you getting insulted, just look inside. Why they don't? It's not me. Maybe she would trust. Let's find out what to do. Okay? So again, doubts is important. How can that be room or place there if it was nothing exist? שהיה אור הפשוט ממלא אותו, and it said that the light fulfilled that place. וכם עניין עליית הרצון להצטמצם כדי להוציא לאור השלמות פעולותיו. Now, listen carefully, I will translate it. And it said that also the desire, please listen carefully, the desire was elevated, I will explain what it means. So the tzimtzum can take a place. So the contraction, the translated of the word tzimtzum in Hebrew is contraction. Tzimtzum, when something contracts, like in the camera, when you look at the camera and you make it small, that's called contraction, right? It's becoming small. Is that the words in English? Yeah. Event, contraction, like, so yeah. So, כדי להוציא לאור שלמות פעולותיו, so every action of God, of the Creator, of the Light, of the Mighty One, will be manifest. If you say it needed to elevate it, the desire into a higher level, so it can manifest God's wish for what's supposed to be. So we are talking about something that is lack. I'm looking at your eyes and I see I'm losing a few soldiers here. All right, let me put the glasses so I can look at your face and see you clearly. No, it's important, it's important. I see. It can be, it's going to be my translation. It can be the words, so I need to explain it. It's very important. you know, less that is good is better than we finish just pages and it's not good. So you need to understand that paragraph is important. The tzimtzum. You know, we talk a lot about the tzimtzum, but sometimes I feel that people not fully understand the tzimtzum. They like to say it, but we need to fully understand it and own that understanding. We need to be a master of it. And we need to be able to explain it at least tonight to 10 people. That's how you know if you got it, what the tzimtzum is. What exactly going on? It say Allah, Allah, the ratzon Allah. The desire went up. Now you need to word, the word went up, you need to learn it's a code. It's a branch. So every time there is a word say went up, it means the desire went down. Went up, it gets closer to the light. Went down, it's away from the light. So it's a code. It's not like went up in an elevator. I want you to start, when we use the word went up, now we have a code. We can have a language. Went up means less desire. Went down, more desire. Okay? So it's a very, very important as a code. So you say when the desire went up, the tzimtzum took a place, the contraction took a place. Okay? I will explain it slowly, slowly. See, and it's those stuff we study already. You see how important it is? Because he repeated for us, so we will have it in our mind as master. Rav Ashlag wants everybody to be a teacher. And that's why he repeated like that you will be able to explain it. Now, something went up. What went up? We know already because we studied, there is four levels of desire. Prina Dalet, fourth phase, which is Malchut, is the area where the Tzimtzum, the contraction, took a place. You need to remember, the Tzimtzum took a place only on where there is the strongest desire. The Tzimtzum is a contraction, which means when the desire basically say, I don't want to receive. That's a simple way of explaining it. Or you can say, Aratzon Allah, which means the desire elevates itself, and when it's elevated itself, there is no desire. If there is no desire, there is no place for the light to come in. It's a contradiction. Don't worry, you're not going crazy. You are absolutely with me. I know what you're thinking, like, what's going on? So if I'm acting noble, and I say, I don't want, am I going to get? No, you're not going to get. So why should I ask, why should I be noble? Well, for being noble, for being nicer. But it doesn't mean you're going to get what you want now. Because what you want, you only get when you don't act noble. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you want to grab it, then it will be yours. You're not a noble person, but you get what you want. You act noble, you have to be expected that you're not going to get what you want. Because now you don't have desire for what you want before. You start getting it, how life go, and other people get upset. So I was so nice, I let go of my boyfriend, and my best friend took him. You let him go, what do you want to happen? Well, I thought God would be a little bit nicer so that I let go and I sacrifice. So you sacrifice him, so he will go back to you? If that was your desire? She said, yes. So then he will come back to you one day, maybe 20 years, he will come back. Is that your desire in life? People don't hear what they want. Focus only about clear what exactly you want. I was talking to a person before the lecture from next to Sudan. He's on the, and I'm sure he's listening to me, on the border between Sudan and Egypt. What a greater, greater guy. So I said to him, you know, I'm coaching him. So I said, I want to help you with your product now. I'm ready to teach you how to do marketing and to take it next level. So tell me, make it clear to me so I will understand what exactly you're selling or what exactly you're doing. I said, yeah, I don't think it's clear to me. And I started laughing, and I hope he listened to me. And I was laughing, it was the cute and so sweet of him to say it. And I said, well, it takes a very powerful man to say that. I'm very proud of you. He said, yeah, I have no idea. So to understand that you don't understand or you cannot deliver it, so that's why we need to be able to deliver what we study so we know we got it. So going back here, the tzimtzum took a place in wherever there is a desire. The desire is not something that exists within the light. The light has no desire, but the light created something that has only desire. That's the paradox. That's the axiom. That's a part that we cannot fully understand. And we call that part that we cannot understand something from nothing. Or in Hebrew, yesh me'ayin. By the way, we need to create a shirt like this. Please remind me. That's my next shirt. Something from nothing. Yeah, I love it. I love that shirt. I'm going to wear it. Something from nothing. Yesh me'ayin. Something from nothing is the concept that a desire was created from something that has no desire at all. Now, that desire wants to have an affinity for what creating it, right? A kid wants to have an affinity for his master, mother and father. What does a kid want? Either to look in the beginning, not when they're teenager, when they're young, they want to look like their parents, act like their parents. They think the parents is the role models of what life needs to be. Even the parents have to say, oh my God, I hope they don't follow us, you know? I remember when I took my kid from UCLA, after my wife gave birth, we had a car. If you would see us how slow I drove, it was embarrassing. I was so nervous. And then I started getting panic attack. Because I said, oh my God, my son doesn't know that this is the first time for me being a father. I don't know if I'm a good father. Am I a good father? And I start getting like sweat. I don't know. I'm driving him. I'm responsible. I don't know if that's a good deal. Is it a good deal for him? I mean, good deal. I don't know if you went to that, but it was very, for me, it was. And I drove, we had a little Dodge, and I drove it, and I didn't know how to put the car seat, the thing for the baby. You know, it was 2 hours fixing it, and it never, I have no idea. So I'm thinking about it now, that idea of all of us need fully to get into a place of truly understand that the desire want to become like the light. If the desire want to become to the light, it should not have a desire. That's the only thing that will make it look like the light. So whatever the light created was different than the light, and now we cannot understand it because everything that creates something has to be the same. Because there is a verse in the Kabbalah, it's called kol davar noten ma sheyesh bo, or en adam noten ma she'en bo. The verse, in short version of the verse, mean you cannot give something that you don't have inside. You cannot give something you don't have inside. So how can the creator create something he doesn't have inside? And that's the axiom. That's a paradox. That's called yesh me'ayin. That's called something from nothing. So now that something from nothing want to become nothing. What is nothing? The light. What is something? The vessel. It's amazing. We think nothing is less. No. Nothing is end. End, sof. No end. So nothing, if you look at the Ten Commandments, the first commandment of the Ten Commandments is Anochi Hashem. I am God. If you look at Anochi, Aleph Yud Nun, En. And also, there is nothing. Nothing. The nothingness is, that's why we cannot grasp creator. What is God? It's a nothingness. Can you grasp nothingness? Cannot. Cannot. And that's why when I'm going to start teaching you meditation, part of the meditation is to get into that nothingness. Very difficult. To get into that void. That void is where everything happened. And it's very difficult. TM do it a lot. If you ever did practice any type of meditation, a lot of meditation that help you to get there. You know? All meditation are good. People ask me, what's the best? All of them are good. There's no bad meditation. All meditation is a blessing. Doesn't matter what you do, it's good. You know? So, when the desire elevates itself, now the desire elevates itself to become like the light and to do a contraction. What is a contraction? When I'm stopping my desire. That's actually the tzimtzum. That my desire, I said, I'm not going to want. I'm going to say no to me. We are very good saying no to everybody. Can I say no to me? No to me. Today I'm saying no to me. It's another shirt. I'm saying no to me. Today I'm saying no to me. I love it. You guys laughing. I'm so serious. It's for addiction. Today I'm saying no to me. It's the most important to say no to. By saying no to you, you raise your level from need something to a level you don't. You know, the ability to say no to yourself makes you the strongest person in the room. For example, one of the Kabbalists say that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's very important to do fasting from morning to night. And if you fast from morning to night between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, okay, not on Shabbat, but on the days of the week, You can cancel all the negativity you did that day for the all your lifetime. All your lifetime. It's shocking. Shocking. It's so easy. Like, you wake up in the morning, eat breakfast, like before dawn, I think. And then you fast from dawn till sunset. Then you eat. No big deal, right? It's good price, good deal. And then all your sin gone? Not bad, right? Some sin cannot be gone. I don't want to cheat you. I don't want to just motivate you. But for 98% of them, okay? So it's a good deal. Good deal. But why fasting is so powerful? Only if you don't get depressed when you fast. If you get depressed or angry while you fast, you cannot fast. So you have to be happy. And if somebody find out that you fast, you have to stop it because the ego can get in. So the fast has to be a quiet thing between you, the Creator, and your soul. And you are fasting to say no to yourself. To say, I'm saying, today I'm saying no to me. When I'm saying no to me, I do the tzimtzum. When I do the tzimtzum, what happened? Allah ratzon. I'm elevating myself to become like the light. So the only way a person can really elevate themselves to become like the light is by saying no to themselves. It's not just by doing sharing. Sharing is one aspect of the light, but sharing includes ego. Include ego. Sharing is a very important act. Giving charity, helping people, helping with good words, supporting education. Very important. It's sharing. But it's include ego because we're not the light. But once you share, you feel like God. You feel like the light. And you want people to respect you. And that's a problem with rabbis and speaker and priests and people in my position. Not easy. We share. Like today, one of the shulier asked me if I can go give the lecture again in Mincha, 6 p.m. So, of course, it would be my pleasure. Invite me, the rabbi, so I love it. But, of course, sharing again. Then there is another aspect of working on yourself, saying no to yourself. That, the only part that has no ego. Hopefully, it doesn't have ego. Because by saying, let's say you're fasting, the ego might get in. So that's why I say be careful. If you have ego, anger, judgment, you cannot do the fast. The fast is only there to help you to say no to yourself. So you remember how small we are. Like a little bit food has been taken away from us, like Tisha B'Av, we're going crazy. A little bit water has been taken away, crazy. Or there is a fast of talking also, which is very difficult. 3 days fast of talking. You fast to talk for 3 days, 72 hours. That's one of the most elevated things. You have to be among people, but not talk. Cannot go away. Like a lot of Hindu going away to the mountain. You have to be among the city. And not talk. And I'm telling you, try that, by the way. People will approach you all of a sudden. It's the worst nightmare. And start cursing you. And you will be so angry that you won't explain what happened. You know? So, but it's a very powerful, by the way. Very powerful. Yeah, you cannot write too. Anyway, so, because somebody was thinking it. I don't know who, but somebody was thinking it. So anyway, so, the elevated of the desire, meaning, Tzimtzum take a place. So why you need to elevate that desire to become no desire? It's a lo'otzi la'or shlemut pe'ulotav. So you can manifest all the action that God wants to be do. Now we're getting to the doubts he's raising. So it shows that God has something missing. If he need to go through all this process so he can manifest itself, so to begin with, the whole creation has an issue. Otherwise, God will create a perfect universe, and that's it. Why it need to go to a create desire, the desire to go up, to manifest everything that meant to be, it shows there is chisaron. Chisaron means lack. There is something lacking there. Chaz v'shalom, God forbid, Sarah Vashlag. But he raised the doubts and then he said, God forbid. So, Shumat Miya Meod, and I'm wondering a lot, Sarah Vashlag. The middle point, the Prina Dalet, where the construction take place, דאג כבר אמר שאין שם ראש וסוף, ואם כך איך יש אמצע? אומנם כן הדברים האלה עמוקים מן הים, אבל כן הם מוכרחים להריך בבורם. So all those doubts should make us shock, and I'm here to clear it for you. So he make a, in Hebrew I would call it shakshuka, it's like a scrambled eggs with everything, and I'm going to clear it to you. So, it starts like that. First I need to tell you that everything in our existence that not exist within the ends of the endless. The concepts are opposite in our brain, all include within God, blessed be He. So everything which is the opposite, it's actually one. And we call that Echad Yachid Umiyuchad. That's another t-shirt. Echad bin one, Yachid bin unique, Miyuchad bin special. You have to remember that. One, unique, and special. One, unique, and special. All right? It's called Echad, Yachid, and Miyuchad. So the Kabbalists talk in Hebrew usually. If I talk to another Kabbalist, and I will mention Echad, Yachid, and Miyuchad, we will have a conversation right away. We will understand what we're talking about. Echad, Yachid, Miyuchad. Okay? Echad, one, unique, and special. It's the same roots, but a different way of putting it. So, he's telling us, Rav Ashlag, if you want really to clear what's going on with God, what is the creator, how come the Tzimtzum take a place, and then manifestation, you first have to understand everything is the opposite, which means tall, short, fat, thin, bitter, sweet, all is one. One, unique, and special. It's all in that formula called the creator, and we need to make an effort to understand it, even in the end, to be honest with you, we will not fully understand it logically, but we will study about it, okay? But first, accept the fact that there is a concept that has all of it in one shot. The brain of a human being needs to separate. What we're doing with our brain, we only separate all day long. That's how we exist. You separate, that's all what you do. You separate men from women, blue from red. Otherwise, you don't see a picture. If I mix it all to you into one thing, what are you going to see? Shakshuka, again, right? Scrambled eggs with tomato and onion. And I don't see a thing. What is this? I'm drinking. There's many vegetables together. You see cucumber, lettuce, everything. I don't see it, right? It's a mix of everything, right? But if you separate them, I recognize it. So separation is what makes things exist. We live in the universe of separation. We cannot let go of it. That's why war takes place. Who's fighting? I'm fighting for my tribe and you're fighting for your tribe. In the beginning, those of you who have been in Rome, in the Vatican, or in Firenze, you know that they show that in the old days, the family used to have their own shield. I don't know if you know. They used to have their own shield. Your own neighborhood, let's say this neighborhood, used to have the shield. The army used to hold the shield. Next neighborhood used to have the shield. There used to be like group, neighborhood that have, and then they joined to become an army. But it was all based on separation. All. The whole universe operates as separation. In family, there is separation. God makes a magical thing. He makes sure the kids look like the parents. So it will not be that bad. You know, many times people ask the rabbi, how come my kids are not acting as good as I am? It's a very famous question to a rabbi from 210 years ago. They ask a Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe is in Poland. So he answered, you know, I wonder why parents never complain. How come my kids look like me? No parents complain about that. But all parents complain, how come the kids don't behave like me? So if your kids look like you, don't you think they will act like you too? But this you don't accept. Everybody understand the answer of the rabbi? Which means everything is one. And you need to look at that is all one, but we can. The brain of a person is separation. What actually make you excited, it's separation. What make you everything is separation. You know, you have a guy came to see me and have a difficult time with his girlfriend because he want to have other six girlfriend. So she sent them to me, I started working with him. I say, can you tell me the reason? What's the story with you? So, well, I love variety of things. I love to have a variety. So, variety. So I said, you heard about love? I said, I heard. I love my girlfriend is what I love. I don't love anybody else. But I want to keep my variety going. So obviously he doesn't love because love means that it's love. It's one. You are one. And the idea once you want more variety, and I'm not canceling him. I'm not saying this bad or this good. I don't like to run my life like this. Because wherever you are, that's a place you need to be. But the reason we need variety because we need more separation. We just need more separation. You need more choices. We live, our brain can only understand separation. It cannot understand something else. So when you talk unity, people sell unity to everybody. Every second spiritual organization will sell you unity. We want to tell you about unity. What are you telling the other two? Right away, there is a verse of fundraising that come after that. You have to know. Whoever tell you the word unity, you have fundraising line after that. Right away. So Rav Ashlag talked about it too. That he said, everybody who sell you unity usually love to create war. They have a war in their life. That's why they want to sell unity. He said, trust only people who sell you mercy. He said, those are the people that eventually will bring unity. Because mercy means, don't worry, forgive that, it's going to be okay. You know, so those the people will bring peace. Those the people will bring the truth. Because they try to bring the people together. And mercy is the only thing that will bring all of us one together. Because God, the creator, and self, has within it mercy. So when you act with mercy, God has within it truth. But the truth can separate. God has within him justice, but the justice can separate. And then, God has within him peace, but the peace will bring war. God has a lot of those things within him, but the one thing that will bring everybody together is mercy. Forgive people. Be kind. Do the best you can to be kind. That's what brings it. So, within God, everything is one. And it say, Da, you need to know that שאין לך שום מהות אל ישות בעולם, אין מורשות על הרושים שלנו, סקלות בעין הסכר שלנו, שאין לו כלום בבורא דברך. Say, first you need to start like that. Everything in our universe, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, everything is already exist within the creator. You have to start like that. But with that mindset, like to think about it, to understand it, and to again understanding it. Like you experience something, you experience the taste of a food, it's come from the creator. Because you experience the fruit and the roots of it is with the creator. You have fun of people loving you and give you compliment, that feeling exists within the creator. You're addicted to something, that feeling of greatness that when you get it while you are addicted to it and you want it so bad, that desire exists within the creator. All of it. There's nothing in our universe that don't exist within the creator. It gives you like an awe. It gives you like an appreciation, like, wow. So every great feeling you ever experience, everything you ever experience, exists there. דאר, כולם נמשכים לנו עמנו, התברך, וכולם יש לנו נותן מה שלא יהיה בו. Would you believe that somebody can give something he doesn't have in it? Like I said before, you have it in it, and that's why you experience it. בעניין זה כבר בוא יותר בספרים, you already know it from different book. אני צריך להבין שאותם מושגים שהם נפרדים אצלנו, או הפוכים, but we experience things as separate or opposite, על דבר מושג, החוכמה נבחן בפרד, מושג המתיקות. For example, in your brain, wisdom is not sitting in the same department as sweet, right? Wisdom and sweet. You cannot say to somebody, this cake is so wise. It's stupid, right? I love the wise donuts. Not the wise, sweet donuts. So the sweet in your brain, even by me telling it to you, I look at you like reaction, like the brain doesn't fit. Because I have department for wisdom and I have department for sweet. It's two different departments. שהחוכמה והמתיקות בין מושגים נבדלים בזו בזו. The wisdom and sweetness are two aspects in the brain. The brain cannot really take it into one room. כן מושג הפועל. ובדה בפרש במושג הפעולה. The worker is different aspect than our brain than the work. If you say the word work and the worker, it's two different things. The work is to wash the floor. The worker is John. Okay? It's two different things. We separate between the two. Of course, if you put something like sweet and bitter, or sweet and spicy, is different. You know? Only in the last 25 years, people start putting in the salad. I don't know if you're aware of that in food. They put warm and cold food together. And sweet, and sour, and bitter a little bit. They mix it. I don't know if you're aware. They have salad now that they create in vegan places that give you a kick to every area of your tongue. You're going crazy. What am I tasting here? I have no idea. But you're flying because you have the most separation salad you can imagine. You have all the separation taste. Warm zucchini with onion on top of a lettuce, which is cold, with a cherry, with a sauce of... What am I feeling here? I don't know. I'm feeling all of it. I'm feeling God. You know? You have now chocolate. When I was young, chocolate was chocolate. Now you have spicy chocolate with cayenne. What happened to my chocolate? You have spicy chocolate cayenne with salt. Salt! You have salt and pepper now in the chocolate. I remember first time I experienced that, we went to ice cream shop. And it was ice cream shop. And I'm looking at one of the flavor, cayenne. I don't know if you know what cayenne is. It's a very spicy red pepper. It's like red chili, okay? So I said, excuse me, my kids were very young. Excuse me, it was in Boca. I said, what is that? He said, that's a spicy chocolate. It's like spicy, like cayenne spice, like schuk, like, so yes. She was proud of it, the lady. She made it all, it's handmade, organic. And I tested it, it was very spicy. So the reason I'm telling you that, sweet, spicy, low, short, tall, far, close, all of it, creator. That's how I want you to understand creator, not I want. I will have asked like, through the Ari, through the Zohar, explain to us what creator is. So now when you experience creator, you have to be able to be there. That's like, wow, wow. So for example, when you pray, when you meditate, wow. What am I meditate? To connect to that, everything. It's everything. It's all the question and all the answer. It's all the doubts and all the certainty. So it's a, it's lo yitbarach, by him in the creator, blessed be he, the wisdom and the pleasure, the sweet and the spicy, the worker and the work, and everything else, everything exists within the simple light of God. So what we call simple light, all of it already exists within there. There is no difference between them once they are in the form of light. We're only calling that concept Echad, Yachid, Umeyuchad. One, unique and special. One, unique and special. You have to remember that concept. Everything about the Creator is one, the Creator is one, the Creator is unique, and the Creator is special. So you either capture the Creator from being one, everything is one, or you capture the Creator from being unique, or you capture the Creator from being special. It's unbelievable, like just thinking about it. Echad, Yachid, Umeyuchad. Echad, now we will explain it, we will break it down. Echad, one, more shehu bahashvaah achad. Echad means that everything is equal. It's all the same. You know, so for example, when we're judging people, we all do that. Don't blame the judger and don't blame the one who's being judged. We're all accustomed to judge. It's very normal. Don't hate yourself when you judge people. It's normal. It's very normal. You judge because of fear. You judge because we just talk about like Topanga Canyon. I don't know if you've ever been to Topanga Canyon. I drove to Topanga Canyon today for the first time in the daytime. Usually I get lost there in the nighttime, unfortunately. So daytime, you know where you're going. It's beautiful, the most beautiful place ever. I was so shocked. I had to go to two meetings. I said, I want to stop here. So for the idea that when you're going in nighttime, there's no value. You don't see the mountain. You don't see the restaurant. You don't see anything. It's actually one, right? It's actually become night makes something very special. All one. Once the light turn on, now you see how much separation. Café, té, the seven-star restaurant, whatever you call it, seven-layer. What? Ray? Ray, seven Ray. Never been there. But I passed by there, and I want to take a picture of the place because it looked like a wood sign that something is happening. I'm definitely going back there to park the car and I want to walk the whole thing. It's this place is the hottest place in Los Angeles for me now. It's like, wow. And I drove by that by mistake. Just by, this is it. Topanga Canyon. I'm making it famous for all the people. If you want to invest, Topanga Canyon. I'm telling you, it's a new place happening. I believe in it. I never knew this place exists till today. So amazed. So echad, more, one mean that it's equal. Everything is equal there. Yachid, more ala nimshach imanu. Shekam kolenu haribuim imanetzlo itarach, so yachid kwa atzmuto itbarach. Yachid, unique. Yachid mean unique. That even everything manifests differently. When you go to the roots of it, it's all the same. So whenever you see green, pink, different table, chair, animal, it's all going back to the one unique place, which is the Creator. Because the Creator is unique. But we experience that, hey, it's different. No, it's very difficult, right? Very difficult. Because the brain is like, מיוחד, special mean, מורה גם שהוא פועל ריבוי הפעולות, אמנם כל אחד פועל כל אלה, וכולם חוזרות ושוות מתחתות בצורת יחיד, שהצורה היחידה הזו פעולת כל הצורות המתחתות בפעולותם, ולעין דק מאוד ולאף כל אחד מוחס הבלדה. רבה שאתה כסי, what I'm about to tell you will be very difficult for your brain. He said in Aramaic, he said, ולאף כל מוחס הבלדה. Not every brain will be able to like it, what I'm going to say. That's what he said. What is special? It says that there is so many actions that the creator is doing, right? For example, it says that soulmate and money is the hardest things for God to deal with. Soulmate and money is the hardest thing for God to deal with. Why? Why? So I was begging God to have an understanding of the money. I didn't understand. I said soulmate, I understand. I study reincarnation. Difficult. But why money is such a big deal for God? Then I realized there is always 10 eggs. So if I take the 5 eggs from you and give it to you, you will not have the 5 eggs and somebody else will have it. Somebody wins, somebody loses. You know, I think people love to say, motivational speaker love to say, everybody win. Everybody win. But it's not true. You know, if Amazon, let's say, is number one today, Bill Gates have to step to number two. Right? Whatever his name, Jeff Moses or whatever his name. Bozo?
Bezos.
Oh, I call him, I make him Jewish already, Moses, Jeff Moses. Bezos. So if Bezos become number one, he has to go number two. Now, some people will have an argument with me and say, Eliyahu, that's not true. There's enough. Of course there is enough for everybody. We have between 5 of the first people in the world, we have 200 billion. Right? So if they share it with everybody, we will be just fine. You know? Unbelievable. But it's not exactly like that. Meaning that when you take away from somewhere, somebody has to lose. So that's why I say that for money of a person and soulmate is like splitting of the Red Sea. What happened in splitting of the Red Sea? One win, one lose. Egyptian die, the Israelite won. So soulmate, if somebody don't find their soulmate, usually they marry somebody who's close to the soulmate. So they take away the soulmate of somebody else. And that's why it's difficult. So it's difficult. This all arranges difficult. So it's saying that special mean that מיוחד בורא שהוא פועל ריבוי הפעולות, the creator, the light of the creator, has all the action possible, but it's actually one power that do it all. So we see punishment and reward, we think it's two forces, one force. We see a good day and bad day, we think two forces, no, one. And that was the discovery of who? Abraham. Abraham has that discovery. Before Abraham, nobody knew that. That's why they have God of fire, God of wind, God of cloud, God of this. If you go to India, they still do that. You have God of sustenance and God of this and God, even in Egypt, God of that. That's called idol worshiping. When you believe there is many forces, but actually there is one force. One force. It's called special. When you understand it's one force. And every one of those forces, going back to that unique, remember the word unique? They're going back to the unique. And that unique thing swallow everything into one. And that's called special. And that's why I say not every brain can understand it. By the way, whoever came up with the word one, unique and special, you need to know who came up with that. His name is the Ramban. Not Rambam, not M in the end, N. Ramban. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman. He was a Kabbalist. Rambam is Maimonides. So there is Nachmanides, Maimonides. Yes, they are related in a reincarnation point of view. Nachmanides came from the right shoulders of Adam and Eve. Maimonides came from the left shoulders. Maimonides didn't teach Kabbalah. Nachmanides teach Kabbalah. If you want to see a good movie, it's not a good movie, but it's a good documentary movie, kind of. It's about Nachmanides and the fight with Pablo. It's the most famous thing, historical event that happened. It was in Spain, and they had a fight about that Judaism is not a good religion, and Nachmanides had to be the rabbi to defend his religion, and I think the movie called The Debate. It's, again, it's exciting if you know the historical event, and it really happened, and it's old movie, it's in English, and in the end of the movie, the king of Spain basically tell him, you may be won, but they will kill you tomorrow or tonight. So he helped him to run away. It's a true story, by the way. And he helped him to run away to a tunnel to find himself in Akko, to find himself in Haifa, Akko in Israel. He had to run away, otherwise they will kill him. It's the most famous debate between a rabbi and he was a leader of the Christian Catholic, actually. It was the Catholic Church and a rabbi. They never had a debate before. The one and last, you know? And it's very, he took a risk there. So he's the one who came up with one unique and special. Is when they forced him to believe in Christianity. So he had to do that debate. He won so that they has to leave. Please watch the movie. So that's what he said. The one who invented those words, that's what he said. So he take explanation on the Book of Formation. Book of Formation is a deep book. Yesh afresh, there is a difference between one, unique, and special. Sham ha-mitparesh shehu mityached lifol, now it's a little deeper, okay? Shem ha-mitparesh shehu mityached lifol b'koach echad. He said, when the force that called the Creator God, the light of the Creator, act in one power, Shem ha-mitparesh shehu mityached, even in Hebrew stuff, Shem ha-mitparesh shehu mityached lifol b'koach echad, nikra miyuchad, okay. When he said, when the force is acting in one unique force, we call it special. I'm not recommend you to write down because you're not going to remember that this is really Sitra Torah. That's heavy duty stuff. But you can write down if you want. כשהוא מתחלק לפעול פעולתו כל אחד שבמנו נקרא יחיד. When he acting in different ways in the same time, we call it unique. כשהוא בהשוואה אחת נקרא אחד. When he acting in affinity to what is like, we call it one. This is the Ramban, Nachmanides language. Again, it's a 1200 years ago. It's a heavy language. It's not easy even in Hebrew. And the idea is when the Creator acting in one force, meaning, now we will explain, Rav Ashlag. When the Creator act to do good to people, that means that's who he is. Because the Creator only do good. If you experience good day, if you experience good time, if it was a good pleasure, you are connected to the Creator from what we call one, because that's what the one thing wants, just to do good. When you experience bad, you might fall into category that there is separation again. But no, you have to feel that the good and the bad happening actually in the same time. You just experience the bad. But it's happening at the same time. That's called unique. When you experience bad, you experience the unique side of God. But you don't yet see the bad as good. Because, say the Ramban, all of that bad thing you're going through has eventually unique idea. What is the unique idea? To do good to you. So in the end, everything God wants is for you to have a good time. So when you experience pain, whenever I have pain in my shoulders, in my neck, my teeth, or something like that, I don't like it. But this is to cause me to get into the goodness of the Creator, so it's called unique. So God never changed. It's always stay one. When you realize that within God, within the Creator, everything, bad, good, all of it is one, then you are connecting to the one. Again, so you understand, unique, special, and one. You have to repeat it in your brain. Even I do. I have to repeat it again and again because it's a lot of repetition here. And to know, because what we reveal is the Rambam now, which is very heavy duty. Now he's taking the Rambam. It's so beautiful what Rav Ashlag does. He makes peace between those two souls. Now he say the Maimonides say, he take a book from the Maimonides. The book of the Maimonides, one of the most difficult books that exists. It's not a Kabbalah book, it's a philosophy book. It exists in English too. Okay, it's called Mure Nevochim. I don't know how you say it in English. What was it? Can you look for English? Mure Nevochim is the most difficult book written by a rabbi. and usually they don't recommend it for people to read. It's very philosophical, mathematical. We know the Rambam was a doctor. So a lot of the things that are very difficult for the brain. It's not a Kabbalah book, but it's... So he writes, Rambam, Ayodea Yadua Ve'amada. I wish I can translate.
The guide for the perplexed.
What is it? How do you say the words?
The guide for the perplexed.
I don't know the word, second words.
Perplexed.
Yeah, it's a heavy duty book. If you're ready to get into philosophy, heavy philosophy, from 1200 years ago, and you can read, I'm not promising you will enjoy, but it will take you to many places. The good news about this book, it will tell you why a human get a free will in a philosophical way. Again, not really, it's a philosophy. It's a very different angle of a book. You got to be ready to play with it with your mind. It will take you to different places. Many people who are like to get high and this and that, they usually read this book, you know? So in the 60s, it was become a fashionable book in Woodstock even, and people read it just for the fun of it. Just to let you know, it become like the book. Like, oh my God, I'm reading the class of the words. So he said, Ayodea, the one who know, Ayadua, Ayadua, the one. So Yodea, the nose, Ayadua. Again, the known, the Amada, and the science, one, they are all one. Okay, I hope I make it clear to you. That's what Rambam writes. And you need to know, by understanding tonight, Rav Ashlag wants us to understand that whatever the Creator is far away from what we describe the Creator. Okay? So the reason, we're supposed to know it, right? Because we're only repeating. But look how important that repeating did to you. You already, for me at least, it took me so far about the Creator, and it makes me like, when I talk about the Creator, be careful. You know, like 2 days ago, I was looking into myself and said, Eliyahu, maybe you're using just God's name and the Creator name to just get people to listen to you. I was start worrying. I was walking in Pico, and I start worrying about maybe I'm not good. And I start worrying. I start praying. I said, Master of the world, God, help me. I'm not doing something right here. And it's very important to have doubts about yourself, doubts about what you do, because it will help you to find another answer. So I will tell you that I hope you enjoy it too, because I enjoyed tonight very much to do that. And we did only one, we did two pages, which is a lot, but we did only one concept. Okay, so next time we continue the same concept. It's going deeper into it. He want to make sure to drill it into our brain so we understand what Creator is. We don't just say God, Creator. Creator is not just Creator. Oh, I believe in God. Don't believe in God. God is not going to care if you believe or not. Don't worry about it. You're not going to get punished. But you're missing a lot if you don't get it. Understand? You're missing everything. If you're getting out of this door and you don't see the car, the grass, the fruit, it's unbelievable. It's a beautiful. Like everything is one. Everything is unique. Everything is special. God bless you, people. Love you.